I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. We're at the Gateway Film Center, as usual.
And this is Cinema Classics. So, next month, we're going to have the Oscars.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's not think about 2013's Oscars.
Okay.
Let's challenge each other to pick our favorite male and female Oscar performances. They're not necessarily the best performances of all Oscar winners,
mm-hmm.
but they are the our favorite.
I'm done.
Why don't we start in the Distaff side, and you can come across with your, with your example.
Okay, well, gee. It's so hard because I'm jumping right in.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Diane Keaton and Annie Hall.
All right, that's a great choice.
It is a great choice.
Why?
Why? That is because that performance still stands alone. It was a moment in time, that late 70s, and you know, she was so influential, and I know really she was kind of playing herself. So
yeah.
It's not a great performance in the way that, say, Meryl Streep in Sophie's Choice is a great performance. However, how charming she is in that movie, how you fall in love with her just as Woody Allen falls in love with her. And when she hits these little notes of vulnerability, there are things in that performance that I'll never forget.
It's memorable if only when you think of Annie Hall, you think of her and you think of that performance. There are very few people who have seen it who will ever forget it. And that, to me, was the index of why we're picking our favorite. And now, here's my favorite.
Yeah, let me hear it.
She's 4'8", stooped over, and has the biggest voice of the century for the littlest person.
Ethel Merman.
She's great choice. That's not it. But Marion Cotillard.
Oh, okay.
Plays Edith Piaf.
Yeah.
In La Vie en Rose. When she sings that final "No, I Have No Regrets" song,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's another singer in all of that century who has such soul, and nor do I think there was another actress who caught both the physical and the emotional core. It is my favorite female performance.
That's surprises me.
I knew it would. That's why I chose it too.
But that's a great argument. In fact, you've made me want to see that movie. I have not seen that film.
We could have had Meryl Streep.
Oh yeah, there's.
We could have had Katharine Hepburn.
You do a whole show.
Four Oscars.
Right. We could do a whole show on right. who we could have had.
Yes. Right.
You know, that's why it was so hard. That's why this is a very hard conversation, because in a way forces you to ask what is an Oscar-winning performance.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start out
okay.
with my favorite male Oscar performance. He can dance and sing.
Oh, here we go. I know where we're going.
And he can even put a grapefruit in a female face sometime. Clint Eastwood says James Cagney was the most important actor in influencing him.
Really?
Yeah. When I was down in Guatemala and I was kayaking with somebody from the Dallas Ballet.
Yeah.
The favorite Hollywood dancer of all performers is James Cagney.
Yeah.
And you know that he can't even dance that well?
It's his physicality.
He is. Yes. What we were talking about, what Cagney brings, because he doesn't sing well, he doesn't dance well, but I remember somebody commenting about his eyes,
yeah.
that when he's talking to you, his eyes dart all over you,
yeah.
so that he draws you in, wants you to be energetic like him.
You know, the strangest part of this conversation is that you were kayaking in Guatemala with a ballet director.
They were in the other boat.
No. But that's great. So you're saying Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I am.
Ultimately, I think I have to settle on, because of what it means to me, Robert De Niro's performance in Raging Bull.
Okay.
De Niro in Raging Bull, one, let's talk about how influential it is. You know, Christian Bale wouldn't go losing weight for roles, or Jared Leto putting on weight for roles without De Niro's physical transformation
yes.
in Raging Bull. Not only does he just physically transform himself, he goes down this psychological rabbit hole, transforms his psychology. Buried under the layers of self-loathing is this kernel of humanity.
Well, you have been eloquent about our choices. You were so good on Your Best Actor today. I can't wait to go out and see Grudge Match.
Now that's just a compliment I take.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.